Saves the
Here.
Mr. Dunlap?
Here.
Mr. Hess?
Here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes for March 26th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. This time, any public comment? None on the list. Okay, executive sessions. There was an executive session held on March 31st at 3 p.m. to discuss the opioid litigation. And at this time, Attorney Marcus, Attorney Bob, would you like to present?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning.
Russell Bob with Marcus and Max. Appreciate your time this morning. Just want to provide an update on the opioid litigation and a request for withdrawal complaints that have been filed. First, Indiana County has been actively participating in the opioid litigation for many years. We've achieved a number of settlements that the Indiana County has already been receiving payments on through the opioid litigation. That includes manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacies. As part of that litigation, a number of entities were added to the litigation by the recommendation of our National Consortium of Attorneys that are representing similarly situated counties across the United States. And these have all been combined into a multi-district litigation. So they have made a recommendation that counties and municipalities that are in a similar situation to Indiana County with respect to size, et cetera, withdraw certain complaints that have been filed against not all, but a few select pharmacy benefit managers and pharmacies. And today we are recommending that we follow the advice of our National Consortium of Attorneys. Just for perspective, there's about 1,800 similarly situated counties across the United States that are facing the same decision. And more than 800 have agreed to follow the advice of the National Consortium and withdraw those complaints against these specific entities. The reasons are essentially because of the number of entities that are participating. Judge Polster, who's the judge that's overseeing all of these, said that that's too many. And if everyone continues, he is likely to deny the current motions to amend to include these entities. And that would not serve Indiana County's interest. If we withdraw, we still have the opportunity to participate in national settlements. And so we believe it's in Indiana County's interest to do so. And so we're asking the commissioners to vote on that today, that we can withdraw on those specific entities.
Okay. Solicitor Bennett, Kudesh, any comment?
No, I've consulted with Attorney Bob and Attorney Marcus on this. The reasoning that Attorney Bob just laid out is consistent with what we talked about. And I thought then, and I think now, that it's in the county's best interest to follow the advice and to vote to withdraw the amendment to the complaint.
Okay. So I entertain a motion to withdraw from the complaint. Do I have a motion?
Motion to withdraw.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Attorney Bob, Attorney Marcus, thank you very much. Okay, next, we have an ordinance for the Indiana County Municipal Emergency Services Authority. Attorney Reed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Attorney Ben Reed from Mediums and Woodside in Harrisburg. I'll try to be brief to allow the commissioners an opportunity to ask questions. The county ordinance is an ordinance of the county, but at the outset, I want to say that the concepts and content of the ordinance are truly municipal driven in Indiana County. with the assistance of the professional team engaged by the county commissioners. In short, by enacting this ordinance, the commissioners would be approving, authorizing the articles of incorporation for a new authority to be filed with the Pennsylvania Department of State Corporation Bureau. That authority would lead to the delivery of EMS on a regional countywide basis to the participating municipalities. I think to date, we have in the range of, I want to say 30 municipalities, give or take, that have enacted ordinances to say that they want an authority to be created in which they have representation that will provide these services, or at least be responsible for providing those services. This ordinance authorizes articles of incorporation that provide for a 9-member authority board. 8 of those board seats would be filled by representatives from district committees that have been created by, you know, steering committee. Representatives would be appointed by the commissioners. As a county incorporated authority, the county always has the statutory kind of prerogative to appoint positions, but similar to the other authorities the county has incorporated, direction would be taken from these districts to appoint the representatives that they indicate they would like to be serving. The final board seat would be a county appointed, truly a county appointed position, based on criteria and the sole discretion of the commissioner. So that could be based on geography, a member, a business member of the community, whichever a board member that the authority or the commissioners were to choose. I'll briefly cover the articles of incorporation. They're an exhibit to the ordinance, and they're substantial, and they're robust, and they really create significant protections for both the county, the municipalities, and the residents who would be served by the authority. It's very important to note that, contrasted with a sewer or water authority, which has rate-setting powers from day one of incorporation, this authority intentionally is created so that it's a shell, essentially, from day one following filing articles of incorporation with the Department of State. This authority would not be empowered to provide services and to send bills to property owners until a final plan is developed by the authority board and its professional team that in detail lays out the services to be provided, how those costs were calculated, and what the fee is proposed to be for property owners. So much work has happened to date, but the real work in finalizing that necessarily can't happen until this authority is incorporated. So it's important to note that this, by incorporating this authority, it really can't do anything more than plan and present a detailed fee plan, services plan to the community, which the community has an opportunity to comment on in a subsequent hearing that goes into detail about the plan. And then following that is a 45-day objection period in which municipalities themselves or the ratepayers, if you get a third of property owners who say they don't want this provided, can say, we're not going to receive this service. We incorporated a similar regional authority in Lancaster County, and it's been overwhelmingly successful, and the public welcomed this concept, just as a point of reference. I should have said at the outset that in order to consider this ordinance, a hearing had to have been conducted by the county, and that hearing was conducted on March 26. A required 30-day advertisement was made for that. The proposed enactment of this ordinance was made on March 18th. So I'll stop there and happily answer any questions you have about the ordinance or the actions that are proposed to be taken by the commissioners.
Any questions from my colleagues? None?
No, no
questions. Okay. None here, Ben. So, Ash, would you, anything on behalf?
No, I reviewed the proposed ordinance and the articles of incorporation, and reviewed the advertising requirements. All of that is in order. I would concur with Attorney Reed's assessment of the articles of being robust in terms of protections and a number of other issues that you laid out.
Okay. Okay, with nothing else being said, I think we're ready to act on it. So I will make a motion to approve the ordinance. Do I have a second to the motion?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much. If I can briefly say, from here, we'll work to get the articles signed by the commissioners. There is a couple more required advertisements saying that the county is going to be filing articles of incorporation. And in a short period of time, we expect to be filing these articles with the Corporation Bureau, and we expect they'll be approved. So thank you very much for your time and your decision.
Okay. Thank you, Attorney Reed.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a few proclamations we'd like to present. And the first one is National Crime Victims Rights Week. And Commissioner Dunlap, would you like to start?
Whereas millions of Americans are directly harmed by crime each year, and each crime affects many more family members, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. And whereas crime can leave a lasting physical, emotional, or financial impact on people of all ages and abilities, and of all economic, racial, and social backgrounds. Whereas the term victim is more than just a label and it has legal standing and protections that go along with it. And whereas Crime Victim Rights Act passed here in Pennsylvania and at the federal level guarantee victims the right to meaningfully participate and use their voice in the criminal justice process.
And whereas victims, service providers, advocates, law enforcement officers, attorneys, and other allied professionals can help survivors find their justice by enforcing these rights. And whereas the right to provide an impact statement ensures that victims' voices are considered in court during the sentencing and, when applicable, in the restitution process. And whereas including and elevating the voices of survivors makes certain that they are heard and seen and creates a path to forgiving and sustaining community trust. And whereas engaging survivors creates responses and services that are credible, meaningful, and centered on individuals' needs.
And whereas survivors' lived experiences can serve as a catalyst for implementing initiative programs, shifting existing programs into a new direction, and changing policies or practices that prevent survivors from accessing services or preserving justice. And whereas National Crime Victims Rights Week provides an opportunity to recommit to the listening to survivors of a crime in every space where decisions are made that could impact them. And whereas the Indiana County Commissioners are hereby dedicated to amplifying the voices of the survivors and creating an environment where survivors have confidence that they will be heard, believed, and supported. Therefore, the Indiana County Commissioners do hereby proclaim the week of April 6th through the 12th, 2025, as Crime Victims Rights Week, reaffirming this county's commitment to providing victim services and a criminal justice response that assists all victims of crime during Crime Victims Rights Week and throughout the year, and expressing our sincere gratitude and appreciation for those community members, victim service providers, and criminal justice professionals who are committed to improving our response to all victims of crime so that they may find relevant assistance, support, justice, and peace. Dated this ninth day of April, 2025. Push this as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. District Attorney Manzi, would you like to speak upon that?
Yes, please. Thank you, Commissioners. Year after year, the Commissioners have taken the time to make this proclamation and demonstrate your commitment and the importance of victims' rights here in Indiana County. It's not just something of making sure they hear about a case, but meaningful dialogue throughout the matter to make sure that at the end of a case, their rights are upheld. And the fact that the commissioners continue to do this reflects your respect for victims' rights here in Indiana County. And it's not even just cases we have. There's times where we have victims of crime that do not wish to be involved in a criminal justice system, but we continue to ensure that their rights and their voices are heard in a meaningful way there. Today we have members of my office that are here, but we also have members of the Alice Paul House and members of the Care Center of Indiana County who work diligently day in and day out. And we're so very blessed to have these agencies here because they work with victims before, during, and after commissions of crimes to make sure they receive counseling, to help out the investigative process, to help in the prosecution process, and to continue to make sure their voice is being heard in a meaningful way. So I appreciate your time in making this proclamation, knowing how important this is to all of us and to the Alice Paul House and the Care Center for all of the great work we do here in Indiana County. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Audie, any comment?
If I could just say a few words. As District Attorney Manzi said, we are so pleased always that you support the work that's done through, you know, our victim services organizations and the District Attorney's Office and the commitment to our community and our survivors. Alice Paul House has participated in the statewide Crime Victims Rights Week for the past 13 years in Harrisburg. We just came back on Monday from that. And I, you know, really want to thank the District Attorney for always bringing this to light in Indiana County, because although we do it on a state level, it takes the District Attorney to bring it to the forefront in our county and to make sure that everybody understands that the work that we do for all victims of crime is really important. Thank you.
Jessica?
Well, I was just here not that long ago, and I just did that big pinwheel thing on Friday, so I'll keep it brief. I just really want to say thank you to District Attorney Bob Manzi and First District Attorney Dennis Clutter. They both really support the Care Center and our mission. And I just want to remind everybody that it's not always adults that are victims of crimes. These are kids, too, that we're talking about. We work with the kids ages 3 to 15 to do forensic interviews when there's allegations of physical or sexual abuse. It takes a village to support the adults and the kids. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think, Jessica, you said it takes a team. Again, you are the ones out there, the protectors, these people. And again, we see it here in Indiana County. We're not immune to it. Nobody is. So we truly appreciate what all you do together as one team to fight for these people, because you're their only hope sometimes. So thank you.
I would echo all of these statements, and thank you for the coordination. The nonprofit sector, the community-based organizations are so vital. Your leadership, District Attorney Manzi, is vital to this. We know it takes a lot of communication, so we appreciate that. We don't know a fraction of what you all do every day, but I tell you from my heart, we appreciate it.
Just wanted to reiterate that we have quality agencies here in the county. Having worked with them for many years in the past, I can say that Indiana County stands above when we talk about some of our services and providers and what services we can provide to the families that need those services.
Thank you. Okay, our next proclamation, National County Government Month. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start?
Yes, thank you. Whereas county governments serve as essential pillars of local democracy, providing critical services that directly impact the daily lives of residents. And whereas Indiana County, comprised of 14 boroughs and 24 townships, is responsible for a wide range of functions within 25 county departments, including, but not limited to, maintaining and improving infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, and public facilities, administering elections, and ensuring fair and accessible voting processes, providing essential public safety services, including law enforcement, emergency management, and disaster preparedness, delivering vital health and human services, supporting vulnerable populations, and promoting community well-being.
Managing land use, planning a sustainable development, and protecting natural resources. And administering justice through our local courts and related services, including a county jail. And providing fair assessment of properties and collecting the appropriate taxes to support county government. Operating 11 park sites and 3 trails for county and area residents. supporting the operation of Jimmy Stewart Airport and adding enhancements to the property. And whereas the dedicated public servants who work within county government demonstrate unwavering commitment to serve their communities with integrity and efficiency.
Whereas it is important to recognize and appreciate the vital contributions of county government to the strength and prosperity of our communities. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that we recognize the essential role of county government in providing vital services and enhancing the quality of life for all residents. We encourage all citizens to engage with county government, participate in civil processes, and support the individuals who serve our counties, our community. We are pleased to participate in the National Association of Counties, National County Government Month in April. And if you noticed when you came in, there was a display downstairs that has some interesting items in. But we will be doing some other things to recognize it. But would like to submit this proclamation for consideration dated this ninth day of April, 2025.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Honestly, as I was actually looking through and reading this when we were, I was handed the package the other day and kind of looked down through there, it's kind of a thing that every county official could probably look at. And reading through there, it's like, wow, how do you do all that? How do you actually manage all that in a day? I can remember whenever I was running for this position, I remember people saying, oh, that's just a part-time job. Well, it might be to some people, but I tell you, I think I can say from all three of us that there's times that we might start at 6 o'clock in the morning and don't get home to 11 at night. And I will honestly say there are some times that if we actually had meals as we were on the road, I probably wouldn't look this good. But anyways, now there's a lot of work that goes behind this. And really, we as county, we have partners. And our partners are the local government. I mean, that's where everything starts in the basis. As you heard today, we just passed a emergency service authority. That emergency service authority basically lies in the hands of ambulance and fire within the local government. But as you hear, you always see that, you know, they're struggling through across our country. And basically here we are coming together to try to be successful in providing to the residents of this county. So just words, the other words, but believe me, county government, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that a lot of people don't even see happen. So Bonnie, she kind of put forth the display downstairs and kind of put this together. I'll just let you,
I think all of you here are pretty familiar with county government. And so you know the depth of it, but the community doesn't understand that. And it's interesting when I go out, I've worked for the county for over 30 years. So I think I know a lot of it, but I still don't know all of it. And when you go out into the community, there's so many people in the community that have no idea what county government does. And so this is an effort for us to explain that and to say to people, look at the display downstairs, watch our Facebook page. We're posting things on the Facebook page about the history of the county, and take a look at the website to learn more about county government. So that's what I would ask that all of us take forth into the community to try to educate other members of what it is that we're all about.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Dunlap, for coordinating the display. It's really pretty neat. And there's a lot of history in county government. And, you know, 2% of the workforce is county employees. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but, and it is kind of a small number, to accomplish all the things you heard about in this proclamation. And there are many, many more things that happen on a daily basis. It's true. What we do at the county level affects every single person in the community, whether you're in the business community, an educator, the nonprofit sector, other forms of government. We do a lot of intergovernmental kind of work. So I'm I'm very proud of the employees that come to work every day and deliver these services and programs. We are problem solvers at the heart of it, but we count very heavily on our partners, and I see many of them in the room, our economic development and tourism partners and our nonprofit sector that are doing lots of human services and community development and public safety. And then you have the whole courts and correction system. I mean, it's a lot of breadth and depth that we cover. So I do want to give a shout out to the employees who do this every single day. And I'll just lastly say, yes, we do get to partake in a lot of meals, and I appreciate that. There are a lot of chicken dinners involved in this game. So I'm appreciative of all those people who take care of us as we deliver these important things in our lives. I'm honored to be a county official, and I appreciate you all here for all that you do every day to support county government. So thank you, Commissioner Keith.
And to really wrap things up, our hearts go out to all the employees of the county, because bottom line, it takes a team. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to do this job, guaranteed. So thank you. Our next proclamation of Fair Housing Month, and April is Fair Housing Month, whereas Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, known as the Federal Housing Law, guarantees the rights of all Americans to dwell in the neighborhood of their choice, is one of the most important components of our national civil rights policy. And whereas discrimination in the sale, rental, leasing, or financing of a house or land to be used for construction of housing, or in the provision of brokerage services because of race, color, religion, ancestry, age, sex, families with children, national origin, handicap, disabilities, is prohibited by Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968. And Pennsylvania Human Relations Act that adds the additional protected classes for age, ancestry, and the use of guide or support animals because of the blindness, deafness, or physical handicap of the user, or because the use is the handler or trainer of support or guide animals.
Whereas even though this is a non-discriminatory policy, it is the law of the land, its proper enforcement requires the continued cooperation of all levels of government, real estate and home building industries, and private citizens. Whereas throughout Indiana County, this spirit of cooperation is being provided through the efforts of our state, federal, and local governments, and with the support of countless community and nonprofit organizations.
Now, therefore, let it be known that the Indiana County Commissioners proclaim April to be Fair Housing Month, so as to bring to the attention of the county's residents their right to live where they want to live without prejudice or discrimination by any owners of real estate, developers, builders, or financial organizations. And be it further known that the commissioners will assist all persons who feel they have been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, ancestry, age, sex, national origin, handicap, disability, or familial status, or need to use a guide or support animal to seek equity under federal and state laws by filing a complaint with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission and the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. This proclamation was duly approved and will be signed this ninth day of April 2025 by the Indiana County Board of Commissioners, and I offer this as a motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carries. Ms. Zach, would you like to start off, please?
Thank you for serving the proclamation. And housing is starting to get more into the daily conversation. And I think it's due. And you all know, you've been always supportive of our housing programs. And we do have a lot of different programs we try to offer to our residents, and we also support the fair housing efforts throughout the county. And I have some people behind me that have been asking and want to also I'm going blank here.
The Realtors Association, is that who you're referring
yes,
to?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I'd like to turn it over to Justin to speak to the from the Realtors' point of view on this.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner. So we have two of our members here. We have Sherry Fogel and Jennifer English. And Jennifer, just thank you for issuing the proclamation. And just as the planning department said, housing is becoming an important issue. And if there's any way we could assist through any of our funding through the National Association of Realtors or just providing guidance on what a housing coalition would look like, we'd like to play a part in that. And Sherry has a few words that she'd like to share.
Thank you. Yes, Justin just told me about this. Yeah. So I just want to say, as real estate agents, you do take fair housing very seriously. And that is something that we work on each and every day when we're out in the community. And we just appreciate your time with this proclamation today.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer?
Well, I mean, I have a unique perspective because as a real estate agent, a landlord, and an appraiser, I mean, I've got to do this daily in all my different roles, and we really appreciate that you're focusing on this and actually putting it out there for the community to understand what their rights are.
Thank you. Thank you. Director Stauffer, any comment, especially what we're going to be challenged with in the future?
I echo Lou Ann's comments about housing and how critically important it is. Not only for our residents, but looking into the future as, you know, we embark on some pretty significant economic development opportunities in the county. I've recently met with Justin, and we're actually planning, you know, a session here in the coming hopefully in the, you know, later this spring. We're going to bring together a lot of our professional real estate folks and some of the members in our community and our business folks, as well as residents, to learn more about what some of the challenges are, what some of the opportunities are, and how we address them moving forward. So, I think, you know, in the coming months, we're going to be embarking on some new initiatives to support housing and our groups that are out there trying to, make the conditions better throughout the community. So thank you.
Well, we'd like to thank our planning and development department because, you know, they're the ones, again, behind the scenes getting this all laid out. But we're fortunate that we actually have a great Realtors Association that actually is able to sit at the table and help, you know, plan what the future of Indiana County is going to be, because we do have some challenges ahead of us, and I'm very confident that we'll get through it. I mean, hey, you know, it's a good thing, isn't it? So glad to take that on. So anything from my colleagues?
I just wanted to, I'm sure that Lou Ann has mentioned the Housing Consortium. It meets on a quarterly basis. Lou Ann's a chair of it. I'm going to send some props your way for that, because it's a group that it's all the nonprofit agencies that work with the housing and homeless programs in Indiana County. But that's an underlining theme that runs all the time at those meetings is the fair housing component. So because so many of you are landlords, that's a good cross for you. And so we do have a vehicle there. So maybe we can tie it into that for the realtors. Yeah.
Meeting on Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday at 1:30.
1:30 in the Career League building in the conference room, and everybody's welcome to attend. And we do have Senator Fetterman's chief of staff coming to this meeting. So
they are very interested in the housing issues. Yep.
Yeah.
At federal level.
A nationwide issue, housing, and we're on the continuum. We're lucky we're able to kind of be able to have some time to plan for what the challenges are. So I thank the Realtors Association for your concerns. You know, it's again, the government can't do it all. Businesses can't do it all. The nonprofit sector can't do it all. So it's a great team effort. And I have had people call me over the years, and they have had some legitimate discriminatory kinds of experiences. And I was able to have them refer them to our compliance person, and they have had successful resolutions to those things. So it can work, and it does work. So But it takes, as someone mentioned or was mentioned, it's the proper enforcement of these kinds of things that exist. So all good. Keep on going forward. Thank you all.
Okay. Let's get a couple pictures here. Let's start out DA Manzi with National Crime Victims. And then after that, we'll do the Fair Housing Proclamation next.
Yeah, I'm going to use the website. So, I'll be there. Yeah, I think I would say, wait, is that
Angel's
house?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. We could have dinner.
How are you?
Oh boy, it's this one.
We all get one.
Is this for the whole kit, portal, or just for one pixel proclamation?
This is one proclamation.
Yes.
Which one?
National Victims Crime Week.
Okay.
Now you're good. Get up here. Should do something different.
You're good. We got one good.
Okay, did we look at that?
Which one first?
Okay, there.
Here.
Yes.
Okay.
Josh.
Thank you.
Good.
All right.
Keep up the good work. Appreciate it. We're
proud.
We're supposed to have decent. We're decent.
Don't trust me with it. Sure. Oh, yes, I see. I see what you're saying. Yeah. He's gonna need to get in here too.
Yeah. I guess we're okay. I guess they're already starting to take the pictures.
That works.
Is someone taking a picture? Or this is fake.
I think
fake news.
Okay.
Fake news. Okay.
You want to put that downstairs with that display?
Sure.
Okay. Next, we have from our Office of Planning and Development a resolution for fair housing planning. And Ms. Zach, would you like to present? Sure.
Fair housing thing here. The Office of Planning and Development is requesting the board approve the attached fair housing resolution for Indiana County and on behalf of our community development block grant entitlement communities of Indiana Borough and Center Township. The resolution identifies publicly how Indiana County, including on behalf of communities, will promote, educate, and aid in the enforcement of the Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, Federal Fair Housing Act, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act, and any other local laws or ordinances. The actions identified for implementation to the Fair Housing will include, at a minimum, publicizing the name and contact information of the designated fair housing officer for Indiana County, including the on behalf of communities of Indiana Borough and Center Township, and conducting a minimum of one fair housing activity annually and utilizing the fair housing logo on all materials dealing with the housing book.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next resolution.
I'm going to ask for a designation on a fair housing officer and grievance process. Our office is requesting the commissioners adopt the resolution designating a fair housing officer to comply with the federal fair housing law, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act, and identify complaint process. The fair housing officer designation includes the County of Indiana and Indiana County on behalf of Indiana Borough and Center Township as designated community development block grant entitlement grantees. The fair housing officer is available to assist any resident that believes they have been discriminated against based on the federal, state, and local laws and ordinances. The duties include receiving all complaints of housing discrimination and taking the appropriate action to resolve the complaint as required. The Office of Planning and Development hereby requests and recommends Christina Coleman, our community development analyst, be designated to serve as our fair housing officer, and the complaint process as outlined be approved. The notice of the fair housing officer and the complaint process will be published in the Indiana Gazette tomorrow, April 10, 2025, and will be posted on our ICOPB website.
Okay, thank you, Luann. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next, the contract award.
The development and the Indiana County Community Action Program are requesting the Board of Commissioners approve on behalf of ICAP and enter into a contract agreement with the Stifler McGraw Engineers Surveyors, Architects of Indiana, PA for the design and inspection services for the third and final phase of the Indiana County Food Bank Warehouse Rehabilitation Project. Contract award is for services at a cost not to exceed $63,000. The architectural services include design, contract bidding, and construction inspection. The rehabilitation will address the replacement of the roof, siding, exterior entrance floor, replacement of gate and locks, siding, site lighting, and any other miscellaneous items that weren't attended to in the first two phases. The warehouse is located at 2131 Shelley Drive in White Township, and the multi-year community development block grant funds are available to cover the architectural costs and the proposed rehabilitation activities.
Okay. So I have a motion to approve the contract.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Isn't that nice to hear the words third and final phase?
Third and final.
I know you put a lot of work into it, and it's definitely good going for a good cause. So truly appreciate the efforts that you've done. Next, we have a contract award with the Welcome Center. And Mr. Morrow, would you like to present?
The Office of Planning and Development, Thomas R. Harley Architects, request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with CNC Construction from Penn Run, PA, for the Welcome Center at the Bank project located at 600 Philadelphia Street in Indiana Borough. The contract award request in the amount of $694,000 is for the construction of a conference room area with baffled ceilings, installation of two restrooms, one of which will be fully ADA accessible, demolition of two existing air handling units being replaced with new units in the mezzanine areas, and those will be constructed on a newly elevated platform with ladder access. And there will be new lighting and electrical modifications throughout the areas being renovated. Two bids were received, as noted, the low bid from CNC Construction of $694,000 and a second bid of $939,600. And this project is being funded through a redevelopment assistance capital program grant and Commonwealth Finance Authority grant.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you. Thank you, Dave, for that. That project is just now started. So I'm sure someday we'll see very close that it'll be finished. But thank you, and thank you, Director Stauffer, for getting the thing on the move and with Senator Pittman. So all good.
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement, you know, with the with our future tenants, you know, yeah. Work behind the scenes getting ready to provide the center for the community. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be great when it's all done.
Good. Okay. Next, we have a prevention grant program. And Rob, would you like to present?
Yes. I'm asking the board to approve two grant applications for the 2024-25 E-Corp Loss Prevention Program. The first one is in the amount of $23,608 and will be used to update the public restroom on the third floor of the courthouse by making it more ADA compliant. The courthouse currently only has one ADA restroom in the basement. We have found this to be insufficient due to the rising need with employees and the public. That's the first one.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the grant?
It's in the amount of $23,608. That's yes, the one you're referring to. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Grant application two?
The second one is in the amount of $6,392 and will be used to repair and replace two sections of sidewalk and one area of the parking lot. The sidewalks and the area of the parking lot are deteriorating and cracked and beyond repair. These two areas pose a tripping hazard to the public and to the employees.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve grant number two. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next is the safety improvement grant.
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve a grant application to the 2025 Celaday Safety Improvement Grant Program in the amount of $5,108. This will be used to repair and replace the two sections of the sidewalk. This will be the second factor of replacing financial aid to replace that parking lot area. And this, again, will eliminate the risks for trips and falls for employees.
Okay, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. 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 Opposed, the same. Okay, and the resolution certifying the provision.
I'm asking the board to approve a resolution certifying that the county will provide the Indiana County Transit Authority local funds in the amount of $108,700 paid quarterly to match state funds provided pursuant to 74 PACS section 1513 for fiscal years 2025 and 2026.
Motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Second?
Second. It's one year, right?
It's
quarterly.
Quarterly payments.
That's quarterly payments. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next, moving on to board appointments.
Asking the board to appoint the following members to the Board of Assessment Appeals: Martin Medvitz, Ken Brown, Rhonda Leitner. Terms will expire January of 2028.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next board appointment.
Asking the board to appoint Commissioner Bonnie S. Dunlap to the Commission Executive Committee and Corporation Board of Directors for the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, replacing Robin Gorman.
I'll make a motion. Do I have a second? All in favor, aye. Aye. Okay. Opposed, the same. And one abstention. Okay. Next, other business, Commissioner Dunlap.
So usually we do have proclamation for National Library Week, but the libraries didn't get it to us in time. So I just wanted to mention that it is this week is National Library Week. Yesterday was National Library Workers Day. Today, wait, I'll get my dates right. Correct. Today is National Library Outreach Day, which is perfect for me to be talking about this today. And the 10th is Action for Library Days. The theme this year of the statewide organization for this promotion is Drawn to the Library. And if you look at different websites, Facebook pages, you're going to see the picture that's done by the local artist that has done that, not local for Indiana, but local to the state. So I would encourage you all to visit our libraries. We have Indiana, of course, right next door. We have Burl Township, we have Blairsville, we have Salzburg, and we have Palmer City. So some of them are open on a limited basis, but there's quite a few things that are going on in those libraries. So make sure you check that out. It's just not all about books. There's other resources there. Burl Township Library, for example, has a little free library out in front of it that was sponsored by the Indiana Kiwanis Club. Our Indiana Library just opened up a new service. They have an area where you can go and buy used books and other things and these at the side door, and there's certain hours, so you have to check that out. That's brand new. They just announced that. So I would encourage you to visit the libraries, get a library card. You can do virtual borrowing of things through the state library system, and look at those events that they are sponsoring in our community. They're a valuable resource for us.
Okay, thank you. Any other business be brought before the board today?
May I also make an announcement? I want to congratulate the Indiana County Decathlon program. That is a winner of the Governor's Award for Local Government Excellence. And our planning Office of Planning and Development is a key partner in that, along with Indiana County Walk Works, IUP, the Department of Allied and Public Health Professional or Program, along with bringing some of the other several, the Tourist Bureau, Laura Harrington is here, along with the YMCA Wellness and Sports Program, and many community partners. So I wanted to congratulate them that we will all be traveling to Harrisburg next week to accept that award, and it's a real honor. So thank you all for the hard work, those of you here participated in that.
Good job.
Yeah.
Any other business? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be held here at April 23rd at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Those the same. Thank you, everybody.